Random House Audio presents Running Wild by Linda Howard and Linda Jones. Read for you by Maggie Wheeler. Prologue. Libby Thompson crossed her plump arms and tried to look stern, which wasn't easy considering the undeniable sadness she felt. "Don't give me that look, AZ Decker. Those puppy dog eyes haven't worked on me since you were 9 years old." Not that he'd had puppy dog eyes even back then, and he certainly didn't now, but she'd learned a long time ago that the trick to handling him was to never let it show how blasted intimidating he was when he looked pissed and flinty-eyed the way he did now. Zeke glanced down and to the side where Libby's bag sat. They were a hodgepodge of hand-me-downs, three different makers, three different colors, red, brown, and black. The bags were all stuffed so full they bulged and threatened to split their zippers wide open. Everything she owned was in those bags. "I gave you 2 weeks' notice," she said, in her best no-nonsense tone, because if she gave an inch, in no time flat he'd have her talked into staying. She couldn't let her guard down, not even for a minute. The trick was to remember that he looked at problems as things he could solve if he just didn't give up, which was great if he was working on your behalf, and not so great if you were on the other side of all that bullheaded determination. "I tried to find a replacement," Zeke growled, glaring at her accusingly as if his failure was her fault. "Really," she snorted, "you put an ad in the Battle Ridge Weekly." That was when she realized he hadn't taken her seriously, when she'd told him she was leaving. Otherwise, he'd have placed multiple ads in the newspapers in larger towns. As much as she loved him, that had really ticked her off. If he